Grace to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we want to talk a little bit about what Jesus spoke to us or recorded for us in Luke chapter 24. Touch me and see. How important is this gift of touch anyway? Well, Renee Spitz was stationed to an orphanage in South America that had 97 children, but only a very small staff, a staff just enough to be able to feed, diaper, change, bathe the children, and that was it. So the children were left lying in their beds for long periods of time. And something noticed right away, these children, although they had enough to eat, were losing weight. In addition, they also didn't sleep well, and at the end, they even got terrified when someone would pick them up. During that first year, 27 died. During the second year, 7 more died, and by the third year of the 97, only 21 still survived. Hard to imagine our life without touch, isn't it? God knows this about us, and so today in our gospel lesson, his disciples that saw him die, he now tells them, touch me and see. They had seen Jesus die, but Jesus wanted them to know that that was all part of God's plan for them, that he was going to pay for your sins and mine on the cross. And so they still had questioning, and so he said to them, do you have anything to eat? The touch of Jesus changed these disciples' lives. They saw him die on a cross, a horrific death, and yet today he lived. The resurrection made everything different. But Jesus did this for us as well, and his resurrection is for you and me. The truth is that rising from the grave changed the way we live today, the way we worship today, and what our eternity will be like as well. Like us, Jesus' first disciples had doubts and fears. When you think about the first disciples, we don't really think of them as having doubts and fears and skepticism, because look at what they did. They dropped everything for 3 years to follow him in his ministry. And then ultimately, they became carriers of that good news to the world around them. They were completely committed. But then Good Friday came, and they saw him arrested and tried, and then nailed to the cross. And Peter said these words, we have left everything to follow you. They had high hopes and dreams of the coming kingdom, and then this, Jesus dies. He dies. It's not surprising that some of them slipped into questions and fears. Do you have any fears? We call some fears phobias because they seem to be so strong for us. For example, I have pelidophobia, fear of becoming bald. Some have agoraphobia, fear of going outside. Among us probably are a few people who have glossophobia. That's a fear of speaking in public. Acrophobia, fear of heights. I know I have that feeling more and more as I get older. No time on ladders anymore. Adaphobia, financial fears. And I know I'm in that age group as well where some of us are wondering, are we going to live longer than our money? Bathophobia, deep water fear. I have a friend we travel with. He will not go into water. Or I don't think we have any of this type. Thalassophobics, no one standing, so I think we're okay there. That's a fear of sitting. And finally, phobophobics. They're afraid of everything. We pretend to be bold, but we're not. We are weak and fearful, and God knows this about us. And so he says to you and me as well, touch me and see. The resurrection is real, and because I live, you too shall live. One evening, there was a thunder and lightning storm going on. We've been predicted to have one, but I haven't seen one. Have you? During this rainy season we've experienced, but practically every time they say thunder and lightning coming. Anyway, this little boy was being put to bed by his mother, and after devotions and prayer time, he said to his mother, "Mommy, can you stay with me tonight?" She smiled and gave him a big hug and says, "No, I have to go sleep with Daddy." And as she was walking out of the room, he says, "The big sissy." Jesus came to remove our fears. But now listen to a more amazing gift that Jesus gives us. He opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He didn't give his disciples a bunch of passages to memorize, but instead he gave them the ability to have faith, to believe in the death and resurrection of Jesus. And he gives that gift of faith to you and me as well. Gave them the ability to see because though he was sinless, he died on the cross. And because he rose again on the third day, our debts are paid in full. His death and resurrection are proof that nothing separates us from the love of God in Christ. But can we face the truth? The truth is, we are sinners. But because our sin has not destroyed us, instead, our sin chases us to the open arms of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness that he won there for us. Jesus' death and resurrection frees us from our sins forever. Moment by moment, Jesus is here before us with his outstretched arms, accepting us. I hope you know that in your faith walk as well. Even though you and I fail him on a regular basis, he just keeps receiving us again and again. Do you know how that freeing that is? We belong to God's forever family, and nothing we can do will separate us from that truth. We don't have to live in fears and phobias. Even if I lose all my hair, God still loves me. Even if you run into some fear that you're struggling with, God still loves you. Daily God greets me with peace. Did you notice again today as we gathered, the first thing we did was go around and greet one another with the peace of God. And that's so important for a congregation to do on a regular basis, to make a big deal of. Because although we may run into one another during the week and have a little problem here and there, we're still brothers and sisters in Christ. We still belong to the same family. And God loves equally every one of us and completely as well. Two explorers were in the jungle, and a ferocious lion jumped into the midst of them. The one explorer said to the other, "Remember, keep calm and quiet. Remember what the book we read on the wild animals? Just stay still, stare them in the eye, and they will run away." "Sure," his companion says, "we read the book, but did the lion read the book?" Jesus read the book. In fact, Jesus is the Word that became flesh. He knows our fears, and therefore, he is right here with us and will go with us wherever we go, always. The resurrection of Jesus and his appearance to his disciples empowered his disciples to explode into the world of their day. Here they were, ordinary fishermen, tax gatherers, and blue-collar workers, and yet they became bold preachers of God's word. God filled them with his love and power. There's a story told about the New Year's Day parade down in Pasadena, the Rose Parade, that one of the floats one year ran out of gas, and someone had to run off and get some gas to keep the parade going because it had to stop from that point. And as they ran to get gas, the amazing part was that it was a Standard Oil float. With their vast resources, and they ran out of gas. Jesus is right here with us, and with us wherever we go. We have vast resources. Do we ever run out of gas to trust him? He comes to us through his word and sacraments. How many of us lean on him day in and day out? Today, Jesus says to us, touch me and see. And in a few moments, we'll come forward for the sacrament to do just that, to receive Christ again through the means of grace of bread and wine. Our gospel lesson today tells us it's quite all right to be a skeptic. Our God is not so small or limited that our faith or lack of it can destroy him. Life's complicated. We go through times of faith and doubt. Jesus challenges us to be honest with God about our faith and our fears. Today, Jesus invites you and me to call upon him, to touch him, to see that he comes to us through his sacraments, and that our faith is there to keep growing. Today, as we gather to worship, the risen Christ is right here with us as well. May God continue to grant each of us this wonderful gift of faith in the one who saves us from our sins. Now may that peace that surpasses our human understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.